welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 25th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Key to the Past. And without any further ado, we'll jump right into this one, and we'll get started here in 3, 2, 1, go!
A computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth. And the only hope we have left is...
Key to the Past was the 25th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on September 26, 2009, written by Jeffrey Newman and directed by Mike Smith. Ominous already. Ooh.
Then you'll be fine.
Vengix. Once downloaded, you can fight beside us in this new body.
But can it handle my power?
This is Generation 16 technology.
Shouldn't he have been aware of Tanaya messing with the bot? Oh. Oh.
No undercoating. Avoid the soul flats.
Gen 5 has.
Jeez.
And I'll use them.
He just grabs the suit. Wow. I bet she fails.
The final step in making sure Corinth can survive well into the future. Energy is the key to our lives.
And the key to our security.
These two keys will unlock our new fuel depot.
Oh, maybe he puts his key with hers.
It fits.
Yeah, something's wrong, and it looks like it's gonna rain.
Okay.
Interesting. With heat. Let's make this personal. What about Summer?
Let's get him. I'll go check on Summer.
It's always cool when someone remembers. When did she start sparking in the feet?
In the end, Vengex and his robotic army will rule the world.
Dylan, watch out!
Oh, that can't be good. Nice dodge. You almost got hit by that CGI girder. Oh, she's hurt.
Observe. When I get damaged, it's just a simple repair. But when you get damaged, you bleed. Hey, are you okay?
Not in Power Rangers, usually. Oh! Uh-oh.
If the hot does attack again, then the fuel depot should be able to handle the heat, shouldn't it?
Well, the metal exterior won't melt until 1,000,000 Kelvin.
Melting isn't necessary. With enough exposure, the heat box rays could heat the metal, then superheat the fuel inside, resulting in a catastrophic explosion.
Which would be a bad thing. He's remembering something.
Hey, Dylan.
That's a ghastly looking gash.
Be careful. Change a light bulb.
You just stay there. Let me have a look. Someone just exited the dome. A hybrid. Let's send out the grinders.
I'll deal with this one by myself.
Why this time?
My favorite song.
Well, actually, my only song.
I thought Farmer in the Dell was her song. How did he know that she would remember it?
You remember. It belongs to us. You're my sister.
Your sister? Are you kidding?
Do I look like I'm kidding? I don't remember much. But I know that Venjix made us both hybrids. You're human, Tanaya.
Newsflash! I am Generation 7 robotic technology.
Maybe. Maybe not.
No? Then what is this?
Considering how close they were to each other, it's amazing he had time to change that it didn't hit her back. Cool move. Oh, interesting. And I guess you do bleed in Power Rangers. I didn't know.
Wait.
Think he'll mention this to any of the others? Actually, she probably could. That scabbed up very quickly. Ooh. So she was blind? Oh, and it's a kilobat guy.
I won't miss you when you're gone.
It's amazing how she remembered that from the third person.
It's inevitable. From now on, every time you see your brother, the Black Ranger, the memory. You'll experience love, compassion, sadness. You'll grow weak like all humans, and eventually you'll be destroyed like all humans. All because Subject D-44 caused you to remember.
I refuse to be human. I have come too far and fought too hard for Avengix's triumph. I've got to stop the memories.
Oh, what are you? Okay. Wonder what that means.
Looks like we're just in time to cool things down. RPM Enforcer.
Fire. Ready for some real fun?
Always. Ice mode.
Tanaya 7 uses
such antiquated technology.
Her performance is disappointing.
Don't fret, Master Venjex. As usual, I'll fix things.
Hey, cool moves.
Cool
is our specialty.
Right, and what do you want?
It's the hybrid I've come for.
Oh, this should be interesting. Or they keep doing this, and it never works for them. Although, it does put her right in conflict with them. Realize that poor girl has had those braids in her hair this whole time. That's going to be nuts when she reverts back to human or something.
Goodbye, Subject D-44. And take your memories with you.
Roll faster! No!
Just a second. Number one, okay, but number two, he did not get hit at all. Okay, the special effects here are actually pretty good. She looks like she really is hanging above there. Wow, that's pretty harrowing. Oh, I hope that's not the one that comes off. There you go.
Blind. She's a hybrid. They must be robotic eyes. Let's heat things up around here, shall we?
Explain to me why the robot didn't heat things up on its own. Uh-oh. There was no download. Wow, they really are cutting out stuff, aren't they? I love that they love the stories and stuff. It's just, this show is really good at cutting short all the Zord fights.
We're gonna need some backup. Doc, upload the Paleo Zord. Let's see him melt this. Deep freeze, go! Paleo Max Megazord, activate!
Interesting that the Sentai used a different special effect for freezing than the Power Rangers show did. Oh, well, that was... See? So simple. And now she's gone. Oh, what do we have here? Something new. It looks like a monkey bot now.
Whatever that was, I have a feeling it'll be back.
You and Tanaya's son will find Shifter and destroy him immediately.
Tanaya 7? Yes. Well, that might be a problem. She has discovered her human side.
Is that right? Very unfortunate.
Unless she can destroy Subject E-44, we may lose her. What a pity that would be.
Show me the areas we've searched so far.
Everything in green.
We'll cover this area next, then go south to St. Clair Heights, then...
Statistically, you have a better chance of being bitten by a shark than of finding your sister.
Look, she's a cool girl. If she doesn't want to be fine, then...
And that's pretty good, considering there's not much water.
We're gonna keep looking. All of us.
Did they come back to the base just... Oh! Well, that was easy. That sounds tricky. Yeah, because she was so not into helping a minute ago. At least not the good guys. Wonder what that's going to happen. Anyway, but that's going to do it for this time out. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers RPM. I know that sounds crazy. It's episode 26, Beyond a Doubt. Until then, I hope you all have a great day. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.